In the shadow of the brick buildings and barbed wire gates of the old Vogt Industrial Complex, Greg Graft is farming. His greenhouse sits on a once empty lot behind a company that used to make machine parts. It's on the edge of West Louisville and the perfect place, Graft says, to grow greens for local restaurants.
It's pretty much shipped right back out the door every single day, so we have a very little time of it actually spending any time in a cooler or a storage facility. And it's pretty much from the channel straight to the chefs.
Graft talks about this successful agricultural venture between rows of hydroponic herbs and lettuce. Tubes of water feed into the slender trays holding more than 13,000 plants. And Graft says he can grow his products more quickly and closer together than he could if he were farming in soil, a good scenario for an urban operation. While he may be one of the city's few, Graft says economic conditions as well as a growing interest in local food may inspire more urban farmers.
Just in the last 2 or 3 months, have had this really kind of a gut feeling that there is going to be a lot more people getting into urban agriculture or trying to get into the inner city. The farmers markets have really started to expand. You'll really, even in the Louisville area, start to notice there's just so many more that have popped up.
His gut feeling may be a reality in some places. The Windy City just launched the Chicago Fresh Initiative, which in part aims to start growing food on vacant city properties. The Kansas City Center for Urban Agriculture offers city farmers a spot in a communal greenhouse. Seattle's Pea Patch Community Gardens now supply nearly 10 tons of food a year to city food banks. While community gardens and farmers markets have long histories, new attention is being paid to urban farming as a viable way to feed families. Michael Levinston started the educational organization City Farmer in Vancouver, British Columbia, nearly 30 years ago.
The recognition of it as a subject worthy of people's interest is the huge change. It's being studied by students at university, being looked at by mayors and cities as something to think about. This is a dramatic change.
Louisville has not yet seen that dramatic change. There's a city effort underway to bring more food from nearby farmers to the city, including plans for a year-round downtown farmers market, but there's no official effort to increase food production within the city. Still, County Cooperative Extension Service agent Denise Peterson says she's getting more calls than ever from individuals wanting to join a community garden or needing gardening advice.
We have definitely seen an increase in the number of participants, a lot of first-time gardeners or people that perhaps haven't done it for quite a while who now with higher food prices and the fuel prices have decided to put in a garden.
Peterson says the waiting list for community gardens is 3 years long, but the city isn't tapping all of the resources it could to meet that demand.
We have a lot of unused property. We have a lot of unused potential of humans that would really like to grow a few things and supply their community.
The city owns a long list of vacant or unused lots, but it's up to developers and the city how those lots are used. Nonprofits that want to put in a community garden can lease lots for only a dollar, and some are farming those plots right now. Still, the city probably won't see the kind of large-scale production rural farms put out, but it is seeing a growing number of community gardens, commercial growers, and even individual balcony and backyard gardens that are producing enough to feed many mouths. But urban gardeners need to beware. The soil in older parts of town could be contaminated with lead. Best to have it tested or farm in raised beds. For WFPL, I'm Kristen Espeland.